السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وحده، والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة إن الله مع الصابرين. صدق الله العظيم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers, and also sisters listening at the madrasa and over the receivers. Last week we were doing some poetry. I mentioned that we did some Quranic verses and some tafsir, and then we did some ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and its commentary. And then we had a little bit of poetry of the Ahlullah, of the walis of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, of an arif billah, Hazrat Maulana Hakim Muhammad Akhbar Sahib Damat Barakatuhum. Their poetry is nothing but waaz, it is nasihat. It is the gist of, or the meaning of certain ayat and verses of the Quran Sharif, but in poetry form. People sometimes think that it is just poetry, but it's not poetry. It is dard-e-dil. It is that pain of their heart in the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that poetry is composed. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal and ihsan upon our mashayikh, that they have been blessed with all the different sifats that we find in the lives of the companions of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses them with some of those sifat. No one can reach the stage of a sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Every sahabi and companion of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gave them the certificate, radiyallahu anhum wa radwan. All the awliya of the time put together cannot reach the status of just the lowest sahabi of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, meaning even the person who just saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam once in a state of iman and then he passed away. His status is so high that all the awliya of the time cannot reach his status. Now what they must have been in this gaze upon the face of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. From a distance also, if a person just saw Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but the person was a Muslim, then his status is that such that all the awliya of the time, they cannot reach his status. So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal upon the sahaba-i kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'i. And all of them were jame, that means they had all the different sifats because they stayed in the company of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So they imbibed everything from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the different fragrances. But even amongst the sahaba-i kiram radiyallahu anhum ajma'in, somebody had a higher degree in a certain sifat than the others. Somebody might have been very, very high in when it came to generosity and kindness. Somebody may have excelled when it came to ibadat. Somebody in zuhd and qanaat. Somebody did not keep anything, following exactly like Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, like Hazrat Abu Zar Ghafari radiyallahu ta'ala. So even amongst them, there were certain qualities which certain people excelled in. After that, it carried on until it will carry on to the day of Qiyamah, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will give to some extent some of those qualities to the people of the time, so that people can learn from them. No one in our time can claim to have those kind of qualities. or such kind of jame and mane sifat. So this is not just poetry, it is a waaz, it is nasihat, and it comes from the heart of an arif billah, which there is no doubt you must have heard many a times, but for a long, long time I don't remember reading this here. So we will discuss it to some extent, and then inshallah we'll go back to tafsir of the Quran Sharif in a future majlis. اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. As I said, that this is not a qawwali session, so therefore listen to the meaning. اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا. There is no other way. 120 times you have heard that there is no other way. There is only two ways. One is the root of sabr, one is the root of shukr. Nothing else. Either Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bless with plentiful of ni'mat, good health, wealth, prosperity, happiness, good children, good home, and test for shukr. Or Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will take away things, take away health, take away wealth, take away home, take away property, take away other things, and then test for sabr. And the person who is obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in both conditions, whether it is a test of his shukr or sabr, then he will get the closeness of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala will give him peace and happiness, and Allah ta'ala will give him sukoon in both conditions. And we have noticed this in the lives of those people who have got that kind of ta'alluq with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So he says, اسی طرح سے ممکن تیری راہ سے گزرنا کبھی دل پہ صبر کرنا کبھی دل سے شکر کرنا. یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا. یہ تیری رضا میں جینا یہ تیری رضا میں مرنا میری عبدیت پہ یا رب یہ ہے تیرا فضل کرنا. To live a life in the pleasure of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, and to pass away again in a condition that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is pleased. Said, that is your fazal. Oh Allah, that is your fazal and ihsan and a favor. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if he gives a person the tawfiq to live a life in which he is obedient to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in the all conditions. Teri raza mein jeena. Whatever it is, the person is just concerned that his Allah must be pleased with him. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must not be displeased. Whether it is his earning of the livelihood, there too Allah must be pleased, that I must not transact any kind of haram business. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must not be displeased with my transactions. His marriage, his walima, his moving around in the land, his eating, his drinking, his relationship with the family, with the friends, in everything there is one concern only, that my Allah must not be displeased. Allah Ta'ala must be pleased. That's all. Teri raza mein jeena. And once Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is pleased, then Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will make that person's life hayat tayyiba, because Allah Ta'ala has become pleased. So living in the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. And when the person leaves this world also, he does not leave this world in a state of Allah Ta'ala's displeasure. Same thing what you listen to in the dua every time. Oh Allah, don't let the angel of death visit me in a disco or casino or theater or cinema. or watching some filthy movie or reading some filthy magazine on the porn side of the internet, Allah Ta'ala's angel must not find us there. Then that will not be passing away in the pleasure of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. If a person has to die in that condition, then can that be a condition of pleasure of Allah Ta'ala? And since we do not know when the angel of death is going to visit, it means that we must be cautious. We must not be in such places or in such kind of actions where the angel of death can visit us anytime. So, teri raza mein jeena, teri raza mein marna. Meri abdiyat pe ya rab, yeh tera fazl karna. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab, tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sang dar pe marna. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara, tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. That is what life is all about. Live amongst the ushaq of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What do the people of the world know what is life? Look at the film actors and actresses, and look at all the so-called pop stars and all those who are in the glamour world. What life is that? For a little while, the cameras are chasing after them. Photographers are chasing behind them until there's a little bit of beauty on their faces, and once that beauty is gone, then nothing. How many people they sang in concerts, millions of people listened to them, they have left this world, and the only thing that is talked about is how much they drank, how much they fornicated, how much of adultery they committed, and how much of haram they were indulging in. How many of them were hooked on drugs? How many of them were completely drowned in liquor and alcohol and wine? That is their life. They lived among such kind of people, and they died among such kind of people. Nothing to be talked about besides those few songs which they may be still playing. But their lives, who really talks about goodness in their lives? How much did people really benefit from their sohbat and from their company? And the best part is that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala was displeased. So what did they get at the end of the day? Does anybody talk in glowing terms of those film actors and actresses? Moral life. Look how they are destroying themselves. But unfortunately, we are chasing behind them, as if they are going to give us some kind of sukoon in our lives. They say, Meri zindagi ka hasil. تیرے عاشقوں میں جینا، تیرے عاشقوں میں مرنا، میری زندگی کا حاصل، میری زیست کا سہارا. Because if you live amongst the عاشقs of Allah تبارک و تعالی, it does not mean that you have to be attached to them day and night 24 hours. That's not possible also. Meaning that you benefit from their company, you listen to their waaz, their nasihat, advices, make amal on their teachings, because their teachings are no different from that which is the Quran and the Sunnah. They are not going to tell you to do something which is against the Quran, Sharif and the Sunnah. No shaykh is mustaqil in his zaat. Meaning that if a person says that you must do this or do that, and that is not according to the Quran, not according to the Sunnah, then that person is not to be obeyed. He cannot lead you to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala teaching you that which is against the Quran and Sunnah. So living amongst those people, befriending them, listening to them, it will keep us steadfast. It will keep us on deen. The person who makes his own research and thinks that he is going to reach his destination, then there are many, many such people who went for a little while on track and then they were derailed again. Their own research put them off beat. Look recently, Yusuf Islam, when he accepted Islam, when he gave up music and the early compositions of his which were without music, all the madaris, the makatib, everywhere people were singing those songs. There was no music in it. Alif wa Allah, Ba'ase Bismillah, little children. And then he carried on and on. And I heard with my own ears, there was a conference in Leicester. First there was a conference in London, and then we went to Leicester. So there were lots of people that were coming, and they were asking him about music. Why did you give up music, and what is wrong with music? And you were so popular when you sang in the days that you were known as Cat Stevens. So he was not even prepared to discuss that in very much detail. He says, as a Muslim, I have come to the conclusion that it is haram. And finish, that is the law of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then I accept it. But now suddenly, says his son brought one guitar. He looked at the guitar and then he said, well, why not? Let's start again. But this time we will use it to bring about peace and harmony in the world. We'll talk about human rights in our folds. Now the concerts are going to take place and he is again going to be participating, and BBC and other such stations are going to make use of this to say that there's a person who has now realized that he had made a big mistake. When he accepted Islam, he gave up music, but he realized his research, he says he researched it thoroughly, and he came to the conclusion that in the 7th century, somebody from Baghdad brought one guitar over to Spain. So now that became the dalil and proof now, that somebody from Baghdad brought one guitar, so that guitar became permissible because Muslim had introduced it. And there is nothing wrong, as long as it is for good purposes. It must not be related to drugs and such kind of things. So this is the effect of self-research. When there's no sohbat, when there's no company, there's no living amongst the ushaq of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So this is what happens. And how apt that example is. That example is for all times. Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali, that example is for all of us, that we must take lessons from these type of somersaults that take place in the lives of people. How many women threw away their scarves and niqabs? One woman, first she threw away her niqab, and now she says her research has shown, her research, that a woman does not even have to cover her hair. The hair can be left open too. There is a difference of opinion. Now, is this a difference of opinion? So this is what happens. So that example of Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah Ali is very, very apt. We must never be complacent. We too must not think that because we are making our salat and staying away from a little bit of sins, and sometimes we are in good company, so therefore we are now on track, and we will remain like that till our dying day. We must not give any certificate to ourselves. As I say, Sulaiman Nadvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, that couplet which we say is the antibiotic. When anybody praises us, when anybody talks high about us and says, MashaAllah, look what you did and look at all everything to your credit, and there's no one like you, tum aise ho, double paise ho, when they talk all like that, then at that time the person was not, his ego must not get inflated also. At that time immediately just think that this is a favor of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that he put a good opinion into somebody's heart about us. But each one of us knows our own weaknesses and shortcomings. What dandas people do in the secrecy of their homes and privacy of their homes, and in hotels when they are traveling out, and when there is nobody watching, on what sites they go, and what kind of literature they read, and what kind of drugs they pop into their mouths, all those things each individual knows what he is doing in his private life. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching every move and every action. We cannot deceive him. So it is his ihsan and his favor. What if Allah ta'ala had made us like the Bani Israel, that you commit sin at night, then it's written on the door in the morning, so and so committed these sins at night. And you commit the sins during the day, it's written there again on the door, that these are the sins that these people committed. One period of time came in their lives, that was their punishment. Imagine everybody that's passing by, then he reads on those doors. He says, "Acha, you are supposed to be in the first saf. And you were tearing so much of the multazam, and at the Rosa Mubarak, and you were making umrah upon umrah and hajj upon hajj, and so much of tilawat of the Quran Sharif. These are the sins that you were committing at night. What kind of izzat would have been left of us?" So it is Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's fazal that he concealed it. So if somebody just blows a few words of praise, then we must not get inflated. Make shukar, Allah ta'ala put a good opinion. Does not mean that now the person must reveal all his weaknesses to that person and say, "No, these are all my weaknesses." But at that time we should feel ashamed that, "Oh Allah, how much your ihsan upon me, that I am so sinful a servant of yours, and you are giving me this respect, that you are putting good opinion into the hearts of these people. How loving you are, how tolerant you are, how rahim and kareem you are." At that time we should be tearing before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. For in our hearts we should be thanking Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, making shukr and making a pledge that, "Ya Allah, we are going to give up these sins which we are indulging in, because look at these people, they are saying that." Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi stated that just somebody said that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi, with the wuzu of Isha namaz, he makes the Fajr salat. He said, "Ya Allah, these people, this is their opinion of me." So after that, for 40 years, he said, that is what he did. So these are the things that we learn from this, that we must not get very excited about the praises of the people. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. Hum aise rahe ya ke waise rahe, wahan dekhna hai ke kaise rahe. On the day of Qiyamah, when Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will say that, "I am pleased with you, you can enter Jannat," then that will be the day to rejoice. So that example of Jalaluddin Rumi rahmatullah alayh, it is a very apt and a fitting example. This somersault that Yusuf Islam took and went back again to the same music, and back again to the guitar, and back again to those concerts. What a lesson there is in it for us. Here we are mentioning his name because it's an open sin. If a person commits a sin and he is ashamed of his sin and he's committed it privately and secretly, then it is our duty to conceal that and don't expose the person. But when the person is openly committing a sin and misleading others also, that this is permissible according to Islam and Sharia, and his research has now brought him to this conclusion that this kind of music with guitar and other things is permissible, so then we have to expose it. That very person who was saying it was totally haram and it was not permissible, but look at the somersault. So that example where that person was going past and he saw one huge snake, that because of the snow which had fallen, the snake was merely appearing as dead, but it was not lifeless. There was still life in it, but it was just appearing lifeless. So he thought that this was something now he can take along. He thought it was dead. So he took the whole big snake, dragged it along, and from village to village he went. And people used to gather and they used to praise him that, "What a snake catcher you are. Where can we ever find a snake catcher like you to catch such a huge snake?" It's an example. But then, one place, whilst he was bragging about his snake catching expertise, the heat of the sun put warmth into the body of that snake. It wasn't a dead snake. It was due to the snow and cold. But when that little warmth came into the body of the snake began to raise its head. And as soon as it did that, the first person to run for his life was that snake catcher. The one who was bragging, he was the first one to run for his life. Now that is the example which we must always keep before us. That even if our nafs has been suppressed to some extent with the tilawat and ibadat and zikr and namaz and sohbat of the righteous and huwaz and nasihat and tabligh and dawat and darul uloom, madaris and khanqas, but the person, because of some kind of environment of deen, the person was able to suppress his nafs to some extent, so then he must not think that now I have reached Jannat already and Shaitan has gone to sleep and rest now. Shaitan has taken a rest now and he's not going to worry me anymore because I have suppressed my nafs. Just a little taste of that sin again. How many people gave up certain sins? Just once again, they said, once. We'll just take a pull once. And then one pull after that, pull them completely. Shaitan pulled them with their one pull. And some said, just one more time, we'll just watch that porn site. One more time only. We gave it up for 10 years, 5 years. But what will it matter now? We'll make Toba after that, just one more time. And the person was gone back again. So that little taste of that old sin again, and that snake will spring back to life. So never feel complacent. Have humility. Make Toba before Allah Ta'ala. Repent, cry. And stay in good company. Then inshallah the person will get some kind of strength. So he says, Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. Tere aashiqo mein jeena, tere aashiqo mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi. Meri zindagi ka hasil, meri zist ka sahara. Tere aashiqon mein jeena, tere aashiqon mein marna. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya rab. Tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna. How can we learn something except by going to the person who has already mastered the art of that subject? In this world we know that a person, if he wants to learn law, then he goes to those people who teach law. If he wants to become a doctor, then he's going to go there where they're going to teach him medical science. The person wants to become an alim, then he will go to a Darul Uloom and become an alim. That famous saying of Hazrat Maulana Shah Abdul Ghani Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, kabab milta hai kabab walo se, mithai milti hai mithai walo se, kapda milta hai kapde walo se, Allah milta hai Allah walo se. Simple, simple language. Down to earth explanation. If you want mithai, you will go to somebody that sells mithai. So like that, if we want Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then we have to go to those who have got Allah in their lives. How else are we going to get Allah ta'ala in our lives? So they say, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi. We're completely blank. We never even heard of these words, ishq of Allah ta'ala, dard-e-muhabbat. Did we hear of these words before? Whenever we heard the word dard, we knew that it means pain. So we only thought that this pain of the heart means a physical heart. But dard-e-muhabbat, meaning love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when did we hear that? From whom did we hear that? So tere aashiqon se seekha. Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi. I didn't know what was your love, O Allah. Tera dard kya hai, ya Rab? Tere aashiqon se seekha se sangi dar pe marna. There is no other way. If the person is an ashik of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then in his sohbat and company, we too will get some kind of ishq in our hearts. The person will then start taking the name of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala in abundance. The person will read Durur Sharif in abundance. The person will start changing his life. He will become conscious of the fact that my Allah is with me at all times. His knowledge is Allah, meaning Allah Ta'ala's knowledge, what the person is doing. Whether we like it or not, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is well aware of everything that we are doing. Look at all the ayat of the Quran Sharif. So are we conscious like that? Have we got the sifat of ihsan in our lives? أَن تَعْبُدَ اللَّهَ كَأَنَّكَ تَرَى فَإِن لَمْ تَكُنْ تَرَى فَإِنَّهُ يَرَاكَ. We worship Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala as if we are seeing Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. But because we can't see Allah ta'ala with our naked eyes, so therefore that much at least that Allah is watching us. So from where will we get that? If we associate with those people that are going to the discos, cinemas, rave clubs, popping drugs and engaging in all kind of haram and missing the salat, and not fasting, not giving zakat, then will we get dard-e-muhabbat? Will we get Allah Ta'ala's love in our heart? Then the love of all those things will come into the heart. So he says, mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai, ya Rab? Then from whom did he learn? He said, from the ushaq. Your lovers, O Allah, from them I learned. How to sacrifice my life at your door. He says, I learned from these people whom you blessed with your muhabbat, with your love.
Mujhe kuch khabar nahi thi, tera dard kya hai ya Rab, tere aashiqon se seekha, tere sange dar pe marna.
It's a lengthy one, but we'll take one or two more.
Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afu karna. Mera har khata pe rona, میرا ہر خطا پہ رونا، یہی ہے میری تلافی، تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا.
او مائی بلوڈ اللہ، واٹ ایلس ڈو آئی ہیو except my tears before you. I am a human being. I am bound to make mistakes. I am bound to err. I am bound to slip. I am bound to derail. I am bound to disobey you and your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The environment in which I live, which is a very, very vicious environment, what else can I do, my Allah, except that when I make a mistake, when I fault, when I commit some sin, when I accidentally commit some sin, so then I cry over those sins. I don't brag about those sins. I don't enjoy those sins. I don't advertise those sins. I don't go to the newspapers and say that you must visit me at a certain club and that is where I will be having a certain kind of dance. I don't put my pictures in the newspapers for everybody to see and enjoy. I am ashamed when I commit a sin, then, O Allah, I am ashamed of my sin. And then I cry before you. I shed my tears of repentance before you. Then, my Allah, تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا. You are so Rahim, so Rahim, so Rahim. So beneficent, so merciful, so forgiving, so kind, that irrespective of how far I may have gone, but you are willing to accept me again. تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا. You are not of those who will say, how many times must I forgive you? You are not going to say that, how many times must I forgive you? You are of those, or you are the only one who says that, oh my servant, if you have made a mistake, then repent. I am willing to accept you. In fact, this tawfiq of repentance also is a gift of mine to you. Many, many people there are in this world who don't get the tawfiq of repentance. They commit sins, they go on committing sins, and they destroy themselves finally in the process. And they leave this world like cats and dogs and monkeys and donkeys, without iman, without yaqeen, without muhabbat, without tawbah and without istighfar. So this tawfiq of tawbah which I am giving to you is my sign that I love you, my servant. Therefore I am giving you the tawfiq of tawbah, so that Allah says, تیری رحمتوں کا صدقہ میرا جرم عفو کرنا. Doors of Tawbah Allah Ta'ala keeps open. Until before Sakarat, the doors of Tawbah are open. Sincere Tawbah, you have heard 100 and many times and plenty times. Give up that past sin. If the rights of people, then make sure you fulfill those rights. If it's things that are owed to people, then pay back to them what is due or seek forgiveness. Namaz, roza, zakat, start all the qazas, pay back the zakat which is due. That is sincere tawbah. And pledge to Allah Ta'ala, I won't return to this sin again. Then accidentally, again, if the person slipped, it's an accident, then make tawbah again. I mentioned before too, and I repeat, that many, many examples and many things which I say, it is not planned, but when it comes exactly at a certain moment in my bayan, then I believe that it is coming from Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala at the appropriate time, and it may be to give somebody hope and to put fear in somebody's heart, whatever it is. So now this is the moment that suddenly again Hazrat Khaja Sahib Rahmatullah is that beautiful. Ye kushti to hai unse umr bhar ki, kabhi tu dabale kabhi wo dabale.
Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. Ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe, jo so baar toote to so baar jode.
This wrestling match with shaitan is going to continue till the dying day. Sometimes he is going to overpower you and sometimes you are going to overpower him. He says, but even if you fail 100 times, all your life also if you fail, then to go on trying this rishta of muhabbat with Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, if it has snapped, then don't feel satisfied. A lover does not feel satisfied. If the beloved has become annoyed and displeased, then the true lover will go out of his way to please the beloved. So jo nakam hota rahe umr bhar bhi, baharhal koshish to aashiq na chode. یعنی رشتہ محبت کا قائم ہی رکھے جو 100 بار ٹوٹے تو 100 بار جوڑے. سو اللہ تبارک و تعالی wants us to return to him and he wants to then bless us with the best of دنیا and آخرت. اللہ تعالی does not want us to see us in difficulties. So the توفیق of توبہ he is giving so that we may return to him. And again that example that I always give, that which other language does a baby know? A baby, which other language does it know? Besides the language of crying. Nothing else. Stomach ache, the baby cries. Headache, the baby cries. Toothache, the baby cries. Missing the mother, missing the father, the baby cries. Feeling hungry, the baby cries. Feeling thirsty, the baby cries. Baby can't speak, the only language it knows is cry. And if there's no pain at all, there's no suffering of any kind, there's no hunger, no thirst, but just wants attention, then to cry. If you just want attention, then to cry. If a baby starts crying, putting up tantrums, without any pain, without any suffering, then to the mother will start giving attention. What is it? Why is the baby crying? Is there some pain? The servant of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, even though there may be no pain, it does not mean we only cry before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala when there's some pain and suffering, then only we must cry. Otherwise nothing. Forget Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. When the person remembers Allah ta'ala in the days of prosperity and happiness and plentiful when he has got, then when he is going to cry before Allah ta'ala in pain and suffering and poverty and other difficulties, then the angels also say that this voice is a voice that we have been listening to. We are accustomed to listening to this voice. Ya Allah, fulfill his needs. So, mera har khata pe rona, yehi hai meri talafi. Teri rahmaton ka sadqa, mera jurm afwa karna. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must give us the tawfiq to make tawbah of our sins and benefit from the sohbat and the company of those who have learnt the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The person who is motivated, the person who has got his gaze on the pockets of people, the person who has got some kind of material motivation, then he hasn't got the muhabbat of Allah Ta'ala. Then we won't benefit from that person's sohbat and company. There are many like that who are in the garb of pious people, and they have even agents who say, who go around and say, become bayat to my peer sahab, peer sahab. But that peer sahab and those sheikhs, they haven't learned the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, then how are they going to pass that muhabbat on? They have learned the muhabbat of dunya. So we say, then how do we test, how do we know who are the true lovers of Allah ta'ala and who are not? So in every other thing we know how to test. In our business houses we know. We've got so much of laboratories for testing different things. Whether it is genuine gold or it is not genuine. We've got so many different kinds of ways of testing. And when you go there, the person just doesn't give you, or you don't just accept anybody, just comes and says, this is gold. So you say, yeah, well, I'll pay you for it. Person just comes with a Kruger coin and says that this is a Kruger coin, pure gold. Now, if he came with a bag full, we don't just buy it. And those people who bought it, because they were greedy too. The seller too was greedy and they too were greedy. So that's why both went for a ride. Because he too was not interested. He just saw big bags, so he thought, must be plentiful of money I can make. So on the top they put a few gold coins which were genuine, and the rest was all bogus there. Just like that Peer Sahib himself, he had a few sifat of the awliya, but the rest was bogus. So we do testing for everything. So test, nobody says that rush into bayat, go and give your hands and into the hands of anybody. Take your time, and that will be the genuine Peer Sahib who does not rush anybody into bayat. He'll say, take your time. If he says, I need a whole year, he'll say, not 1 year, take 2 years. But come with the niyat of Islam. If you don't bring khulus, there's no problem. We don't need khulus, we need khulus. Come with khulus. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala must bless us with his muhabbat and the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim. Ya Rahim, Ya Kareem, Ya Sattar al-Uyum, Affar al-Zunub, Allah. ہم مجرم ہے، خطاکار ہے، گنہگار ہے، سیاہکار ہے، بدکار ہے، میرے مولا ہم گندے، سب کچھ ہے بندے مگر تیرے ہے، یا اللہ ہمارے پاس کچھ بھی نہیں ہے، ہمارا ہر خطا پہ رونا یہی ہے ہماری تلافی میرے اللہ. Indeed, we are the most sinful ones on the surface of this earth. My beloved Allah, by distancing ourselves from you and your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have gained nothing but restlessness, anxieties, worries and problems. Sukoon of our hearts have vanished. My beloved Allah, you are Rahim, you are Kareem. Most compassionate, loving, caring, most beneficent, most merciful. Tere siwa hamara koi sahara nahi. Tere siwa koi hamara nahi. Mere maula, hamara ban ja. Aur hame apna bana le. Make us yours and become ours. اگر ایک تو نہیں میرا تو کوئی شے نہیں میری، جو تو میرا تو سب میرا، فلک میرا زمین میری. If you are ours then everything will be ours. If you are not ours, nothing will be ours. My beloved Allah, become ours and make us yours. We acknowledge every sin of ours. We are not justifying any of our sins. My beloved Allah, we are not justifying any of our sins. Forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly or unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Forgive the sins of our eyes, of our ears, of our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. My beloved Allah, bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Bless us with the best of this world and the best of the hereafter. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. We are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Shifa and cure is in your hands. Ya Allah, bless us with complete shifa from all ailments, sicknesses and diseases. Clean and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy, of evil passions and desires. Ya Allah, those who are in hospitals, in clinics, in homes or amongst us, whosoever is sick and ailing, give them shifa. We know that sometimes physical ailments, sometimes poverty, sometimes adversity can be a blessing in disguise. But my beloved Allah, we are extremely weak servants of yours. Don't test us in this world, in the qabr, in the akhirah. On the day of Qiyamah, enter us into Jannat without any reckoning. Cause us to cross-pull Sirat like lightning. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, bless them with plentiful of halal risk and remove the difficulties. Those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are in depression, give them joy and happiness. Koi mujhse puche, main kya mangta hoon? Main apne khuda se khuda mangta hoon. Wo ho jaye mera, main ho jaun uska. Yahi raat din mein dua mangta hoon. My beloved Allah, ہر تمنا دل سے رخصت ہو گئی, اب تو آ جا, اب تو خلوت ہو گئی. یا اللہ, ایک دن مرنا ہے, آخر موت ہے. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco, cinema, theater, popping drugs or any kind of haram action. When the time of our death comes, take us to Madinah Tayyibah. مدینہ طیبہ میں ہمیں شہادت کی موت نصیب فرما, بقی میں دفن نصیب فرما. We know we are not deserving of that, but my Allah, what is it that we are deserving of? You blessed us with Iman and Islam without us deserving. You blessed us with so much of wealth and health without us deserving. You blessed us with so much of ni'mat without us deserving. Ya Allah, we are seeking from you so that when the winds of rahmat blow, we may be forgiven. But if it is not destined there, wherever it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. Rasul-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us. How much he cried for us. How much he asked for us. Bless us with all the goodness that he asked for us. Bless the ummat with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption and fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, remove the difficulties of the ummat around the globe. Hey, mere Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the desires, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes, good desires. And you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardships, the pain, the suffering, and the problems of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. With your fazl, with your kindness, with your ihsan, remove those difficulties, hardships and problems. ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتب علينا انك انت التواب الرحيم وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وآله واصحابه اجمعين
برحمتك يا ارحم الراحمين.